From a humble beginning to Jami superstar, his rise as adult sexual aid mogul to drug addiction and endless parties, DJ Palankar Dal has lived the life in the fast lane, only to come full circle and start it all over again. This week on Behind the Butt Plug. DJ Palankar Dal, born Wolfgang Jose Jesse Jackson Jacobson Klein III, was raised with 13 brothers and sisters in a small one-room tar paper shack in the parking lot behind Vixen Video on 12th and Main. Being raised only by his mother, DJ Palankar Dal found himself fighting to survive at an early age, with only his jammy and a coat to comfort him.
Mother was poorly educated and worked two full-time jobs. She made very little to support her large family. Nevertheless, she managed to skimp and save $200 to buy her children new winter coats.
At 14, he met someone who would soon become a lifelong friend. Someone he would share the best of times and the worst of times with. His friend Samuel 14. Together, they shared a kinship in their jammy music.
Samuel 14 is a very mysterious and strange artist who puts together some of the most bizarre music you've ever heard in your life, and it's actually quite hysterical.
Not satisfied with being poor, the two headed across the parking lot to find their place in life. Together, they got a job working for Vixen Video as booth spooge boys. Earning just under minimum wage, the two were on the top of the world.
Okay, so that's where it started.
DJ Palankar Dal saved up to take his jammy into the studio, where he recorded what would be his first big hit, Listen to My Jammy and Weep.
Listen to my jembe and weep.
The track became an instant success. After hearing the hit on the radio, Samuel 14 was furious.
Listen to My Jammy and Weep was my creation. DJ Palankar Dal is a fuck. He stole it, so I sued him. I lost. In a fit of rage, I ate my jammy and wrecked my larynx. I felt pretty stupid, that's for sure.
Their friendship was on the rocks, so DJ Palankar Dal decided to move on without his lifelong friend. He requested to be transferred to the night shift at Video Vixen. The two didn't speak for a whole week.
I'm not even going to go there.
During this time, DJ Palankar Dal found peace designing new sexual aids.
Let's see, butt plugs, flooding nipples, butt plugs.
Rocco Lewis, the manager of Video Vixen, took an interest in these toys and forwarded the prototypes to Big Dildo Incorporated, the number one manufacturer of sexual aids. They signed DJ Palankar Dal on the spot. Rocco Lewis remembers the butt plugs DJ Palankar Dal designed.
He designed some damn good butt plugs. Cutting-edge butt plugs. The best butt plugs man has ever known. Biggins, little'uns, glow-in-the-dark, electro-vibe, hand-cranked. He even designed a wood one for the Amish.
Within weeks, DJ Palankar Dal's designs were selling like hotcakes. He was soon promoted to the president of Big Dildo Incorporated. At the promotion party, he experimented for the first time with drugs. This is where he first drank formaldehyde, an addiction he would soon meet face-to-face.
Formaldehyde, hard to predict, you know, it just comes at you from out of the blue.
DJ Palankar Dal would spend long hours partying and testing out new designs with the local cheerleading teams and a whole herd of crack whores.
For those of you who have not heard, yes, it is true. Unfortunately, I don't remember the names off the top of my head, but it's spontaneous nudity. What can I say? It's like wildfire.
But the days of parties and drug use took its toll. DJ Palankar Dal found himself hitting rock bottom. His formaldehyde problem was out of control. He spent most of his time flying from the U.S. to Hong Kong just to feed his addiction.
Formaldehyde. Drank quite a bit of it while I was in Hong Kong, in fact. Now, formaldehyde, of course, is outlawed in the U.S. for consumption because it, like, causes cancer and stuff. But in China, you know, whatever works, you know what I'm saying? It definitely adds a special flavor. Anyway, I did like formaldehyde.
Then DJ Palancar Doll's life took another turn for the worse. It seems his new product, the microwavable Palancar butt plug, was receiving bad consumer reaction. People were getting injured, and the lawsuits started flying.
People out there who didn't realize that a product would become hot after heating and would successfully sue the manufacturer for not warning them about that.
Within weeks, DJ Palancar Doll had lost it all.
Where's all that stuff?
He soon fell into deep denial about his formaldehyde problem, blaming everyone, saying they were just jealous of his butt plugs.
People are just jealous, you know, I have my own line of butt plugs, so, hey.
Then one night, out of the blue, his old friend Samuel 14 appeared. He offered DJ Palancar Doll help with his addiction.
I figured he needed my help. I thought I would take advantage of the situation and pimp him out for my benefit. I hooked him up with my friend Filipina Babe. I thought with his butt plugs and her flooding nipples, it was pure gold.
And pure gold they were. DJ Palancar Doll and Filipina Babe were an overnight sensation. Soon they had their own variety show, which became a smash hit. But things were not all roses and sugar cubes floating in a sea of sweet, sweet cucumber juice. DJ Palancar Doll and Filipina Babe hated each other. Off camera, they fought like dogs and gerbils in a cheese factory.
She's not my favorite person in the world. But we all agreed that her singing was not her best asset. Some of us liked her acting, some of us liked other stuff. But I personally think her singing sounds like a Samuel 14's Cat on Congas myself.
The producers felt they needed to let one of the duo go. They decided on DJ Palancar Doll.
Yeah, that's right. I got laid off. I got terminated. I got downsized, realigned. I got right-sized out of my job.
But then tragedy struck. The years of formaldehyde abuse had taken its toll on DJ Palancar Doll's brain. He had problems putting together full sentences and forgetting who he was.
Boop. I love that sound. All right. My memory is notoriously bad. So if I tell it to you, you definitely need to do some research to make sure I'm telling you the right thing. But, you know, I leave that stuff off usually because it confuses me to have to say that many words, which is not what I really expected. But boop, 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 boop. But anyway, where was I going with all this? My brains ain't what they used to be. Anyway, half the people liked the first half and about half the people liked the second half, but there were very few people who liked both halves. I feel ripped off. It was very strange. So, yeah, I don't know if you know...
Once again, Samuel 14, his old friend, came to the rescue. Samuel 14 just bought the entire chain of Video Vixen stores and offered DJ Palancar Doll his old job back. Mumbling to himself, DJ Palancar Doll accepted.
Boop, 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 boop. No, I don't know if I am now a member of the workforce again. I have a job. I am now an employed, productive member of society as opposed to... whatever I was. There's a big question for you. I mean, this really makes you think now. so that's good. That's very good. That means that we're not going to have to sell the house and live under a bridge.
On the weekends, DJ Palancar Doll entertains his formaldehyde support group with a little song and dance.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your arms on yours. I don't even remember the song. And you shake it all about, you do the hokey pokey. That's right. You do the hokey pokey by the bucketful.
It's been a rough life for DJ Palancar Doll. He's had his ups, he's had his downs. But his outlook is good. He's moving forward and enjoying his old age.
What is it about, like, getting old and, crusty and stuff, where all the hair, like, starts crawling down your neck, you know? Moves from your head to, like, other parts of your body where you don't want it? Anyway. It's like a weird little digression. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to keep rolling, 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 rolling along here.